Hey guys, Jason here from Train 2.0, pro hockey player, kinesiologist, and just hockey lover, to be honest. Feeling humbled, blessed, thankful that you're listening to this podcast right now. This is by request of Toivo Kramer, who's a follower and member, and we actually met in Helsinki last year when my team was flying through Finland. And he came and sought me out and said hi, and I really appreciate that, Toivo. Wherever you're listening right now, thank you. And then thank you for this suggestion. So the question that Toivo had was, how do you be a pro? What is a pro mindset, habit set? What does that look like? And I'm going to talk about that in three types of pros. And how that applies to three different situations. So I take the three types of pros framework from Relentless by Tim Grover. So Relentless is a book by Michael Jordan's trainer, and he describes three different mindsets of pro athletes. So the reason I'm going to start with these three different mindsets is because being a pro is elite. You have to have elite skill, you have to have an elite mindset, but then even when you get to pro, there are three different mindsets, and you know, one is better than the other. That's kind of the way it is. So I want to identify those three things, how those three things are different, and then how they might be the same or different across the three different areas of execution for the pros. So the first type of pro is someone called a cooler. Okay, now this is I'm kind of ad-libbing loosely from Tim's book, which is a great book. I highly recommend you read it. I'm not going to be 100% precise here, but I'll do my best to remember what he talked about. So the cooler is high skill. But is really kind of doing the whole, you know, high skill, you know, performs well, but it's really kind of doing it. The motivation is more to look cool, right, than to actually perform and be the absolute best. And, you know, so you can't always rely on them in clutch situations when the going gets tough, but they have good skill. So they'll routinely beat lesser skilled people. That's a cooler. Now, the next one that you've heard of is called a closer, right? And that's that valuable, player that is able to close out games, win you big games, has that clutch, you know, DNA in them. And, you know, they're there most of the time. Like, they kind of have the same skill as the cooler, but then they show up in the adversity, right? And they hit that next level. I think most athletes are a mixture of cooler and cleaner, and they appear there at different times. You can usually just tell by their mindset, their attitude towards their day-to-day routines. Are they there because they know they're good and they, take advantage of that opportunity, or are they, you know, putting in the extra work? And then we get to the cleaner, the idea of the cleaner. And this is what Tim calls kind of the Michael Jordans of the world, the Dwayne Wades. I see Sidney Crosby as a cleaner. These are players that when they are better than everyone else, they keep going because they want to know if they can still get better. And they will do whatever it takes to continue this. They do not compare themselves to others. They only compare themselves to themselves and if they're better today than they were yesterday and what they can do to get better tomorrow. And so there's kind of like those three different mindsets. And so you see a lot of pros who don't always have the best habits, but who are pros, right? And so, like I said, we're going to talk about those, and then we will how they apply to different areas. And the first area is preparation. And preparation comes down to, like, just for, like, a session, but it could apply to anything in your life. It could apply to a test, an important meeting, a job interview, whatever you can think of. This is what preparation is for. And it's just, like, a higher standard of how you think you should perform and what you're willing to do to get there. Like Gary Vaynerchuk says, your actions need to be in alignment with your ambition, right? You can have all the ambition in the world, but if your actions aren't in alignment with that, then tough shit. So if you want to have a really great session, it comes down to having really great preparation. Now, what does that look like? What habits do I see? From the very best that I've worked with and played with and coached, I see players that arrive early to do their physical warm-up, to get mentally prepared. So they're not rushing in last minute all, you know, helter-skelter, don't have time to talk to the coach and get briefed on what's going to happen. I see them as prepared with nutrition. They're hydrated, right? One of the biggest causes of underperformance athletically and mentally is just simply dehydration. So that's not an option for them. They are prepared with hydration. They have water with them. They're already in a hydrated state, so they're good to go. Obviously, nutrition's with that as well. So they're fed, they're not hungry, their blood sugar is at the right level, and they have post-training nutrition ready to go. It's already planned. The other thing I see is questions and, you know, having a clear outcome in mind. The best athletes, the most professional, the cleaners that I work with, they know what they want, and they make sure to take notes or record thoughts so that that hour that we spend together, hour and 15 that we spend together, is like super productive for them because they can reflect on it and go back to it later. And like the last piece too is, you know, I've seen players that are prepared with technology, right? They have their GoPro with them to record the entire session. They have their heart rate monitor on to, you know, understand how they performed in that training environment. So this level of preparation is uncommon, and that's typically what you see with cleaners. I mean, you might see people like a closer or cooler, they might do this just with like their important games, right? But a cleaner is doing this every day, every practice. It's a way of life. So that's the preparation side. The next side is kind of like ego, and what you see at the pro level is a diminishment of ego. So if someone's doing well, someone takes your spot, and this is going to tie into what I'm going to talk about with excuses and results, but if someone else is beating them, they don't throw a hissy fit, they don't complain, they don't go whine to the coach. They just kind of like understand the impact that their results or lack of results has on their playing time, and they deal with it. So there's no jealousy, there's no anger towards like teammates, there's, you know, good communication, there's just this understanding that you need to work together to get the job done, and, you know, you don't complain about it. Now, the difference between a cooler, closer, and cleaner is that coolers and closers might be, you know, angry but don't show it because that's the pro side, right? Or they might be jealous but don't show it because that's the pro side. They might work together as a team because they have to, but they do it, right? So at the non-pro level, you see people who just don't do that. They, you know, they're angry and they show it. They're jealous and they show it. They don't want to work together as a team, so they don't, right? Pro level, they do, right? But the difference between a cooler, closer, cleaner is that when you get up towards the cleaner end, you have guys that don't show anger because they're not angry. They don't show jealousy because they're not jealous. They've gone to work on their own inner game to really come to peace with their own thoughts. They've diminished their ego. They have a high level of being able to tolerate embarrassment, like I talked about in episode 3. And because of that, they don't feel those things, so they don't show it, right? So that's kind of when you get to the cleaner end. So that's to do with ego. And then the last part of being a pro is like a real understanding of the impact results and excuses have, right? There's an understanding of accountability and ownership. And what they understand is that their results dictate their results, right? Like, you know, if they want more ice time, they need to generate results. They have that awareness. They know that if they're a goal scorer, they need to score goals. Otherwise, you know, there's no excuses. There really isn't. They need to perform. So that's kind of like a thing that I see a lot of kind of non-athletes or non-pros not understand, is they just constantly make excuses, right? Like, oh, coach is unfair, I didn't get this opportunity, blah, 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 blah. Look, results talk, right? And bullshit walks. Like, that's just the way it is. And pros understand that, right? And again, kind of going towards that cleaner attitude, the idea with cleaners is that they understand this connection and they like own it. Whereas sometimes these pros who like, you know, they understand that they shouldn't make excuses and that results speak for themselves, they might not buy it. They might not own it. They might not take responsibility. They say the words, they react the right way to criticism and feedback and, you know, diminish ice time or whatever, but they don't necessarily own it and realize that there's something they can do about it, that they have full ownership of that situation. And that's kind of how you see, you know, again, like the line is drawn in the sand with pros, is that they understand that connection. And then the line is drawn again with closers, cleaners versus coolers, is that they understand just how, you know, important that is to own that results speak for themselves and really put in the work to achieve those and really not allow any excuses into their psychology, into their life, into their world. Because it's a black or white game. You're either in in the results game or you're in the excuses game, right? There's no middle ground. There's no gray area. It's black or white. It's on or off. It's left or right. It's you're in the excuses game or you're in the results game. That's it. So that's kind of what pros, that's how I see pros differ across pros to non-pros, and then coolers, cleaners, closers, cleaners, you know the drill. So I hope that was helpful to you. It means the world to me that you listen, and I really thank you for the advice and suggestions and feedback, and I'd love to hear more of it. Please, I'd love if this has impacted you, if this has been positive for you, please leave a review on iTunes for me. I will read all of them and respond to your feedback and adjust the show accordingly. And your word of mouth is like my oxygen, so it's very, very much appreciated if you can help me get this message out, if you think it's important to make the good traits in hockey, make them alpha, make them sexy, right? Gratitude, love, fun. We're making those alpha, we're making those cool again. And that's really the mission here with hockey. And if you get a chance to share, I'd really appreciate that. And thank you again for listening. Thanks for your feedback, and we'll chat soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.